Drag Queens Twerk Provocatively During New York Street Fair. By Hannah Blow on September 19, 2022. A group of drag queens twerked in the middle of a street in New York as onlookers cheered them on, a recent viral video shows. A TikTok video posted by the Queen Queer Craft Cocktail Lounge and Kitchen shows three drag queens in scantily clad clothes, dropping to all fours and twerking on the ground in the middle of a street. Street Fair on 30th Ave, the business wrote alongside a video posted September 9. The video shows dozens of onlookers cheering the provocative drag queens on, and children can be seen in the crowd as well. This is far from the first instance of this type of occurrence in public. In the last year, the radical left has, in many ways, made it a mission to make the active celebration of all things LGBT the new normal, thrusting this mentality onto the next generation. President Biden himself has taken part, urging parents to affirm their child's chosen gender, whatever that may be. To parents of transgender children, affirming your child's claim transgender identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy, he said in a speech earlier this year. In the past several months, the left has continued pushing the sexualization of public spaces, holding pride festivals in various cities across the country, in well-known cities and small towns alike. A major pride event in Governor Tom Wolf's D, Pennsylvania, for example, made waves after teaching children to pole dance. Stunningly, this event was actually a recipient of a $10,000 grant championed by the Democrats' administration. This trend has permeated small towns as well. Keene, New Hampshire, for instance, held its first ever large-scale Pride Festival on Sunday with an event downtown. It featured a drag hour as well, according to an event flyer. Onlookers of the event told Breitbart News that many rainbow-clad children and babies were present at the festival. Schools are also inviting this far-left indoctrination into classrooms. An Episcopalian school in Blue New York City, for instance, invited a drag queen activist Britta Filter to its Pride Chapel. The drag queen was ecstatic to participate, bragging that he literally went to church to teach the children today. Watch.